This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
Love these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The whole key to sustaining success in this league is to have quarterback play that is top tier and can consistently push you down those roads.
And Mark Grody.
We're allowed to, at this point, Bears fans are allowed to right now, dream big and predict what you want out of the season.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome in to the Take the North podcast, along with Mark Potash, who is filling in tonight for Dan Wiederer. I am Mark Grody of Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. I am at Soldier Field. We both just got to witness an unbelievable Bears win, an absolute classic against the Green Bay Packers. Bears beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime. It means the Bears go up by a game and a half over the Green Bay Packers in the NFC North. Pretty amazing by the way this game went down. The Bears were trailing at one point in this game, 16-6 in the fourth quarter of play. Cairo Santos, a 43-yard field goal, makes it 16-9 Green Bay. Cairo Santos with an onside kick recovered by the Bears. Josh Blackwell gets it on the Bears' own 47 with a minute 56 left in regulation. Eventually, the Bears with the ball and on their drive on a fourth down, Caleb Williams hits Jahdae Walker of all people. That eventually would tie the game up at 16 with the extra point. We go to overtime. Green Bay gets the ball first. Pack with a fourth and one fumble. Bears eventually get the ball back. And then there it was. Caleb Williams with a 46-yard dart to DJ Moore, and the Bears win the game 22-16 in overtime. Potsy, what did you think watching that game?
Well, first of all, Mark, I got to say I'm kind of honored to be on this podcast when the Bears are as close as they've ever been to actually taking the North.
By God.
I appreciate that. I think this game was interesting just from the way it started. This was not just a bad game for the Bears. This was a humbling for Ben Johnson. And when this game started out, I mean, that, you know, he had the way too cute 4th-and-1 call that kind of set the tone for everything that happened. He was shut out. He was shut out in the first half for the first time all year. He had no response. He was losing the battle against Jeff Hafley, you know, an accomplished, but certainly not someone at the coordinator level that, you know, he's supposed to win that chess match. No touchdowns for the first 59 minutes. You know, this game was destined to end with Matt LaFleur saying, it's kind of nice. I kind of enjoy beating Ben Johnson twice. that's the funny thing about this game is that this is the essence of the validity of the Ben Johnson effect that we've all been talking about all season. This is the ultimate Ben Johnson effect. He pulled himself out of a huge trench that was going to make him. Now, it wasn't a defining game for him, but it was still not a good game for him. This was him being the same victim of the Packers hex that all the other Bears coaches have fallen prey to and lost jobs, and he somehow pulled himself out of it. I think this is, like I said, this is the ultimate example of the Ben Johnson effect.
Yeah, you're right, man. This game was trending in to go down in history as another one of those sort of sports tragic Bears-Packers games where the Bears lose because they were without for the majority of the game. The Packers were without their best offensive player in Jordan Love. And we know all the rage this week was that Micah Parsons was not going to play. Obviously, he did not play. The Bears did not play well until they did. I mean, right from the beginning, you're right about that, Potsy. DeMarco Jackson with a personal foul on the kickoff immediately with this raging crowd out here. When I say raging, I mean in a good way out here. DeMarco Jackson with a personal foul on the kickoff. You talked about the trick play gone wrong on the Bears' first drive, which was an excellent drive until it wasn't an excellent drive. The 4th-and-1, as you said, Potsy, at the Pack 4-yard line. A botched snap by Drew Dolman that was supposed to go through the legs of Cole Kmet and into the hands of Kyle Manungai, who ideally would have run the ball up the middle for 8 or 9 yards. Caleb, by the way, was spread out wide on that particular play. I will tell you this, Ben Johnson, after the game, because we really thought that this was going to be the play that we would be circling and talking about for the majority of this podcast, Mark. But, you know, Ben Johnson, because we wonder, because Ben when he does wrong, Ben Johnson just admits it. He'll admit when he screwed up. He'll admit when there was a bad play. Yep. He did not think he screwed up on that play call. He said they got the right look and that they just did not execute it. I don't know, man, like the talk up in the press box. And I would imagine on a lot of social media is that you don't F around in that spot right there. It didn't seem like, quite honestly, still did not seem like the right play to call in that spot, Mark.
Absolutely. I respect Ben Johnson. He's an accomplished guy. I mean, obviously, who am I to tell him how to play call? But that was, like I said, the all-time example of being too cute. They were averaging 9.8 yards per play heading into that play. Just play football. It's a lot easier. I mean, all the other stuff is fine. That just wasn't the place for it, I didn't think. But again, like I said, I mean, he's the accomplished guy. So who am I to argue? But on the face of it, I think most people would agree that was not the place for that play. And I don't mean to belabor. I'm sure Bears fans don't want us to belabor that play now. And I don't think it's one of those. Who knows? Maybe sometime down the road in the playoffs or something like that, he'll have another one of those. He did that again in the Lions playoff loss. last year. So, you know, so you do have to kind of pin that one a little bit because he is prone to those. I mean, this is part of the, it's like what, it's what I said against, against the Packers when they lost to the Packers on the interception by Caleb Williams. I was okay with that because he lost being Ben Johnson. That was a Ben Johnson play call, that, that fourth and one pass when he could have just taken the first down. That was, to me, much more debatable than this one. But my point is, this is all part of the Ben Johnson experience, and the Bears are reaping the benefits of it so immediately that how much can you really argue against Ben when he says, yeah, I like that play call. When Matt Nagy says, yeah, I'd still kick the field goal or whatever, you know, I'd still kneel against the Chargers or whatever. Mark Trestman said, I'd still kick the field goal on second down against the Vikings. And that one, we roll our eyes and we know how those played out. But this is a little bit different. I go back to the same thing every, you know, all the time about Ben Johnson. He's proven himself. And so, like I said, yeah, I think I disagree with that. I think you just play football in that situation when you're averaging, like I said, 9.8 yards a play and save the trickery for when you really need it. But again, you know, who am I or who are we to challenge him at this point in time?
Let me ask you about one other of Ben Johnson's decisions in this. After the Bears get the touchdown to Jahdae Walker to eventually tie the game up because they went for the extra point, did you think that the Bears would go for two? Did you think the Bears should go for two? Or were you comfortable with the Bears being very decisive and bringing out Cairo to kick the one pointer?
Well, I think a tie in that situation, it would have helped them. I think he would have been okay with a tie. I'm not sure exactly how it played out, but I thought he would. I mean, not even considering that, I thought he would go for, I thought he would, I was already set for him to go for the win. I thought the better decision, frankly, the biggest decision he made was kicking off after winning the coin flip in overtime.
Yeah.
And that's a new thing that is now coming into vogue. We've seen it, I think, a couple times now. And that's the whole idea of seeing what you need and having four downs to do it is very enticing to a guy like Ben Johnson. I thought that was a really good move. It certainly paid off. You know, hey, guys are going to get burned by that too. But I think that's the proper play. I think that's a good play. I thought that was kind of interesting that he had that, what I thought was the brain cramp in the, I know he disagrees. I thought the brain cramp on the fourth and one, I thought he made up for it with a really good decision in overtime to kick.
Yeah, and it did not seem like they took long to make that decision. I don't think there was any discussion. They were going to go for the extra point, and that was going to be that. And honestly, like in the moment, it felt like the right decision because if you lose and not get into the end zone with this crowd as it was, and you were, as we've pointed out, Bears were straight up lucky to be in the position. I was just looking at this. The Green Bay win probability in this game towards the end was 99%. They were given a win probability of 99%. So doing what they did in that spot, I did think was smart. I'm glad he didn't waste any time because I don't think anybody in this place, which was filled to 60,000 people, as I'm looking behind me right now, and it's always that weird scene when a stadium is empty after being what was, Mark, the biggest crowd of the year.
But Mark, his decisiveness on that, I think, is important because we've seen coaches look at Matt Eberflus last year, who I can't remember who was against Indy or whatever, couldn't figure out go for two, go for one, whatever. He's decisive. What, you know, whether you agree with it or not, I think that's a sign of a good coach, of a good head coach, not just a good coordinator, which is what this year's all about. Is Ben Johnson proving he's more than just a good coordinator? That was a good example of him doing that. But you know, you had the home crowd, you had momentum. I think it makes sense to play for overtime. It wasn't like, you know, by then I think they had kind of gotten their feet on the ground and felt like they could, you know, they could play. It wasn't like they needed to end the game now because the other team had the advantage, which sometimes happens. So I thought it was the right move.
Yeah. Yep. We certainly agree on that. We're going to get to some audio here in just a little bit. I am up from the locker room back up in the press box right now. You're hearing the voice of Mark Potash on the other end. Dan Weider is here. Dan, of course, the regular co-host of Take the North, but he's got way too much to do. And we certainly don't want to wait until 2 o'clock in the morning to do this podcast. So we are doing it right now. It's the Bears' sixth win after trailing in the final 2 minutes of the game. What does that mean to you, Mark, in terms of the Bears? Is it clutch? Is it magic?
Is it flukish? How do you categorize what the Bears have done this season? Because you and I have seen so many seasons like this for the Bears, with the most recent ones being 2018 and then, of course, 2001. So how do you take that all in, that part of it?
I think it's a good example of a team, you know, like, it's been talked about many times, kind of knowing how to win, learning how to win, and having players who can make the difference. The reason they're winning these games is because Caleb Williams can put on that Superman cape and when he needs to most, as he did here. And all of a sudden, I was looking it up. His passer rating until those final two drives was 70. In the last two drives,
it
was he went 141.3. He went from 70, which is a bad game, to 98.3. If you're into numbers, you know that in just a blink of an eye. And so when you have a player like that and players like that, I think then the whole culture thing comes into play. I don't think it starts with that. I think that helps you win these games. And if you look at the list of plays that are happening in these games, I was just looking up the blocked field goal against the Raiders, the Jaden Daniels unforced error, the fumble against the Commanders, the two guys Keystone Cops missed tackle against Colson Loveland against Cincinnati, the Jackson Dart fumble when they were on the roll, looked like they were
going to
take a huge lead. And then the Duvernay's kickoff return against the Vikings. And now this one. Now, these aren't just lucky plays. So, some of them are good fortune, you know, being in the right place. But these are just things. These are things like that would be like the singular highlight of some Bears seasons. And the Bears have like six of them now. So I mean, it's just unbelievable. Things are just going their way. But you know something? I'll say this, they're making their breaks, you know. I mean, they couldn't have done this. They couldn't have done this without Josh Blackwell recovering an onside kick. How often does that happen? But it happens at the right time. And, you know, I think Bears fans, you know, being one of them, are used to saying, well, how do the Chiefs always end up getting the call at the right time or the break at the right time or the ball bounces the right time?
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that's happening. This is the kind of thing that happens when you have good players and a good coach and a team that believes it can win. And so I'm not saying they're going to turn into the Chiefs, but they're heading in that direction. You know what I'm saying? They're a contender, you know what I mean? And that's how they're doing it. And so these things are now happening to the Bears. And I think that's probably a little, I don't know, maybe just something unusual for Bears fans to kind of grasp. I don't know quite how to handle it, because these things, you know, I was just thinking this was, you know, I always hate the hyperbole of games like this because I think they're kind of recency biased. But this was probably the greatest Bears victory as far as exhilaration against the Packers ever. I mean, they've won a playoff game. They won a playoff game once against the Packers. They beat them on the way to the Super Bowl. The Bears have – here's another thing. The Bears have never gone to a championship game either in their conference or the NFL or the Super Bowl without beating the Packers.
Wow.
So they would not have done that, you know. Now they've done that this year. So now that, you know, now you can say at least historically the road has been paved for the Bears to do much more in this postseason, in this season, than just get some postseason experience for next year.
No doubt. Like the Weedsy and I have talked about in our recent episodes here on Take the North, it's gone from, is this team really good enough to win a playoff game, to it's not inconceivable at this point that the Bears could go to the Super Bowl. I'm not sitting here picking the Bears right now. I don't think the Bears are the best team in the National Football League right now, but it'd be crazy for me to sit here and say that the Bears couldn't make a Super Bowl run this year. And do I have this right? I got to cross-check this with you, Potsy, if you know. But do I have this right that if Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers beat Detroit on Sunday, the Bears clinch a playoff berth? Just to add a little more pizzazz to the whole thing,
that
Aaron Rodgers is our friend.
Absolutely. If the Lions lose, well, here's the situation. I think it is. If the Lions lose, then the Bears are in the playoffs. But on the other hand, if the Lions win and they win out, which would include a victory over the Bears, the Bears have to beat the 49ers or they will not make the playoffs unless the Packers collapse.
Wow.
So it's still tenuous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Bears have to beat either San Francisco, unless the Packers, I think, lose out or something, which I don't think is going to happen. The Bears have to beat either San Francisco or Detroit to make the playoffs still, even though 24 hours from now they could be in there if the if the Lions lose to the Steelers. So, that's their situation. They're close to making the playoffs, but for all you skeptics out there who have been scarred just like I have for all these years, there's still that possibility, not an unreal one, not like some crazy thing, that the Bears still have to win a game, very likely if the Lions win tomorrow, that they still have to win a game to make the playoffs. So
we're not there yet. But by God, 11-4 looks and sounds good. That's what the Bears' record is against the Packers, 9-5-1.
And not to interrupt, I apologize, but I mean,
it's okay.
And also the other thing, it has to be stated every time I'm on any show. I got to say this. This is great for this year, but the best thing about what's happening now is everything that they're doing. It sure looks sustainable, unless they all of a sudden have offensive line injuries next year or something like that. But everything they're doing, from coaching, quarterbacking, running the ball, even defensively, is sustainable. And defensively, I say, because even if they don't get the turnovers next year, I think they'll be a better defense next year. So what I'm saying is they're doing what I think the Bears really need to do to make this a successful run, and that they're at least building something that's sustainable for more than just a year, for a nice little 2-3 year run of playoff contention. And then, what have you. That's like I always say, that's very modest in NFL circles. But for the Bears, they haven't done it since Mike Ditka was the coach. So I think that has to still be, to me, I know a lot of people say, hey, don't worry about the future, worry about now. I get that. But I still think the best thing about what's happening right now is that they're building sustainable success.
Yeah, and you know what? That was such a great word and such a great point, Mark, because earlier in the season, even when the Bears were winning, such as the Vegas game, it didn't feel sustainable. Right. It didn't look, because they weren't stopping the run. They weren't able to run the football. They didn't know who was going to be their left tackle. The interior of the offensive line was still trying to get its footing. So there was a lot of this game and has gone.
Yeah, and they're winning because of the quarterback, even when the quarterback isn't really that great. That's something that doesn't really happen with Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky, and it happened many times this year where Caleb Williams may not be great, he may not be the reason you win, but he still makes a difference, just like tonight. I mean, what quarterback have the Bears had who really could have pulled that off? I mean, I guess they have had some, but they haven't had a guy like him with the, like I say, the high floor that he has, which is the key to the whole thing. He doesn't have to be great right now anyway for the Bears to really have a a lot of success in the
past.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1-50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wishlist topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshall's. We get the deals, you get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Find a Marshall's near you.
That is the truth. And Mark, I want you to be thinking about, we give out game balls here on the Take the North podcast. And so we're going to do that a little bit here. You, me, and our executive producer, Adam Stanzinski, will give out those game balls in just a second. But I got to take you guys. We don't usually play a ton of audio in these post game episodes of Take the North, but I definitely want to play for you guys three cuts here from the locker room. We have to start with DJ Moore, who is always entertaining, always interesting, and he made the biggest play of the game. He made a couple of big time catches in this game, as a matter of fact. Caleb Williams to DJ Moore for 46 yards to win the game in overtime. Here was DJ Moore after the game in the locker room. What was that like?
thrilling and amazing. Happy that walk off here in Soldier Field, especially against Green Bay. I mean, it feels amazing. Heard the play call, and then once I seen the defense, it was one-on-one. I knew Caleb was going to give me a chance with the ball, like he did at practice, and we connected on it.
When you make that catch and win the game, like what are you feeling from the crowd?
I was hurting.
Hurting?
Until my teammates picked me up off the ground, I was like, all right, cool. Now we could celebrate.
For the Walker touchdown, you made a catch on that drive as well. I think it was a 20-yarder right near the 10-yard line where you got to go up. Was that catch harder than the touchdown catch?
No, because it was definitely – it was just one-on-one, and I really had to, like, make that catch under the bright lights, and it was
– And you were hurting it.
Yeah.
DJ, how would you rank this atmosphere in all the games that you've played?
The atmosphere – it was electric. The fans was loud as heck. They were screaming F Green Bay, and Green Bay sucks. So that's always puts a smile on your face. So it was good.
Biggest crowd of the year.
It was.
Just over 60,000.
60,000.
Yeah,
it's not a big stadium.
It felt like a big stadium today. Hey.
That is DJ Moore, the catch of the night, 5 catches for 97 yards and a touchdown. And Mark, it was just previous to last week's game against Cleveland, where all of us were asking, where's DJ Moore? Why isn't he being targeted? He's the highest paid receiver on this team. And DJ Moore showed you tonight why he's the highest paid receiver on this team.
Yeah, kind of. It's good. You know, I've talked to DJ Moore several times after a lot of these games over the last couple of years, and it's so good to hear him. Kind of in such good spirits it's a great reward. This whole season is a great reward for him. It's his first winning season, you know, since he got out of high school. A lot of people know, and in some ways a difficult season in that he's been the number two guy instead of the number one. And so even in that game when Rome Odunze was out, he had one catch for minus 4 yards. It was at the end around or whatever. It wasn't even a catch. And so, again, it played on that whole idea that, why can't anyone win? Why can't a team win with DJ Moore? So it was great to see him play a starring role in the biggest victory of the year against their big rival. I think it's a huge boost for DJ Moore. So, yeah, just, believe me, I still go back to hearing him after the Detroit game, when we bleeped the bet or whatever. I think that was the quote. But anyway, just so many times talking to him when it was just struggling to explain why things happen. And now to hear him talk about why something good happened is just that's kind of heartwarming for me.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, he's been through a lot since he came to
the
Bears.
He deserves success. He deserves to have success.
He deserves success. Yeah. And he goes, what feels like 10 years ago, he goes all the way back to the Justin Fields era of football where he was great. I mean, great connection with Justin Fields. And now he's starting to make some big time plays with Caleb Williams as that chemistry, thank God, has started to pick up. Let me play Jahdae Walker, the Bears' undrafted free agent rookie who we see a lot in the locker room, gregarious personality, very popular in the locker room. I think it was Weedsy who was one of the first people, at least on this podcast, to be like, hey, keep an eye on Jahdae Walker. Honestly, I did not expect him to be of consequence in this game. He made the first catch in this game, two catches for 21 yards, and the money play on 4th and 4 to tie this game at 16 to eventually send it into overtime. Here is what Walker sounded like. And as we produce on the fly, Studs, you're going to need to jump on and let me know when this cut is over. I'm having trouble hearing, but I know what he said because I was in the locker room. Here's Jahdae Walker.
Well, before the play, OZ was like, about to get it. And I saw the corners talking. They was trying to like in and out us. So I went vertical and I saw both of them go to OZ. So I ran straight to the back pylon. Caleb threw a great ball.
You at all surprised that you made the first reception of the game for the Bears and the final reception of the game for the Bears?
Not really surprised. I'm just trying to be ready when my number call for real.
What's it mean to have been, obviously, in the locker room all year long, and then finally you get your number called and you make the biggest play of the game?
Well, Declan.
One of them.
Declan, L, Robbie, everybody, they always tell me, like, be ready. You one play away from 50 snaps, so I just try to be ready and control what I control for real.
There he is, man. Potsy, what'd you think about that?
Well, I thought what was interesting about that play was that, I didn't feel like Caleb Williams was really handling pressure. I thought the Packers were putting a lot of heat on him, and he wasn't making some of the plays he used to. But on that play, his response to pressure, a free rusher, I'm pretty sure, coming from his left side, was made the play. But I'll say this, even though it kind of left Walker kind of open, I thought that was a difficult catch. Maybe it's just because I was nervous for him or something, but I thought that was a hard catch. I gave him a lot of credit on 4th down where a drop, there's no recovery. I think that was a really good, maybe not as quite as good as Moore's for the touchdown, but that was a tough catch in a clutch moment for a rookie to make. And I thought, again, that, I thought Loveland was going to be kind of the guy who picked up the slack with the receivers out, and it was kind of everybody. But Walker was one of the, Walker was obviously one of them. Another sign of a good offense is that they find new heroes. So it's again another tip of the cap to Ben Johnson, got a good thing going.
Yeah, and even though it did work out well and those big plays were made by those wide receivers in this one, let's face it, the Bears, they did miss Rome Odunze and Luther Burden. Yeah. I mean, you could tell. Like, they were just, for a lot of the game, it felt like Caleb Williams was out of sync with some of his receivers. Caleb, 19 of 34, 250 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. But it's just like, as the game went on, it got better, and they made plays when they had to. And it's just still amazing that they were able to pull this thing out. One more
piece of audio that I want to play for. And I would imagine that this gentleman named Cairo Santos, who's had kind of a wild year with some of the ups and downs and the Jake Moody-ness of the season as well, when some people at certain times thought that maybe Cairo needed to be replaced in season, but he probably deserves a game ball himself. He was 3 for 3, including a 51-yarder. He executed an onside kick perfectly. He did his job well. Josh Blackwell was the one to ultimately recover the football. But here's Cairo Santos in the locker room after the game.
How were you looking like with the wind? Was it always against you, crosswinds? Describe what it was on your kicks.
It was super gusty. It was a tough day today. It was my first 46 yards was against the wind, and then all the other ones were with the wind. So on the fourth quarter, we're kicking with the wind. But it was more of a crosswind that you just had to play it perfect in the ball. You know, have to trust it. I'm just glad we made the kick first, yeah. It's amazing to celebrate it now, but, like, you know, there's bigger things that we're playing for. We haven't gotten to our goal yet, so I can't summarize it yet, you know, good or bad. I just got to keep playing one more game, and then we'll have another chance week 18 to see where we're at and see what we're playing for.
Mark, it's interesting because you mentioned how you were, as I think you said, for lack of better words, you're happy for DJ Moore. I'll say the same thing about Cairo Santos. I was happy for Cairo Santos because of this year. I mean, he's coming off the Cleveland game, which was great, but everybody's like, oh, well, he missed that 35-yarder. I mean, the people around me were predicting misses all night from Cairo Santos, and he kind of shut everybody up tonight.
Yeah, and I think the biggest factor was playing the wind. You know, he kicked a 51-yarder. I thought the 46-yarder was the best one. When you could just see he played the wind perfectly. He's like a golfer. I mean, he kicked it left, and it sliced right through the uprights. And I thought that was the toughest one. But he would say that was really the tough one, which is always good when a guy, you know, I know he gets knocked. And you know, for not having the leg that so many others in the NFL have, and that it looks like you're going to need in the playoffs, and we'll see if that becomes a factor. But outside of that, he's everything you want in a kicker, and I think it's great when a guy who's like, I don't know, maybe this is not a good way of putting it, but a guy who's from Brazil can kick in Chicago. You know, it's one thing for Robbie Gould to be able to do it. I think he's just a little. I don't know. He's just a different kind of guy, but Cairo's really adjusted to kicking in Chicago, and this was, I think, the best example of it, especially on that 46-yarder. He couldn't have played that any better, and it was made a huge difference in the game. That was, you know, that's a tough call for you. If you have a special teams game ball, that's between Blackwell and Cairo Santos. That's a tough call.
Yeah, it really is.
One made the kick, and I guess that kick. Maybe we'll get into this later, but I guess the kick. I'm not sure. I have to ask Adam Hoge or Richard Hightower about it. But I don't know if the kick was like the perfect kick or whatever. It just all I know is I think it was Dobbs whoever missed it. But I don't know if the kick made the play. But Blackwell's recovery, obviously, none of this happens without that, and so. If you split your game balls up like that, then if you're going to do that, I'd go with Josh Blackwell. I thought that was a huge play.
No doubt, man. Yeah. And the aggressiveness with which he just kind of dove into, like, head first, he sees it. And I asked him about that. Yeah. And I said, what did you see? He said, I saw the ball loose, and it just instinct, almost involuntarily. He's like, he went for that football. That is what you're supposed to do. So certainly shout out to him.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast.
Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
The other thing about him, about Blackwell, is that, like, it's not just a guy who just happened to get lucky this time. He always does that.
It's terrific.
There's a reason why he's always in the right place. You know, we always talk about, yeah, I covered the Hawks, so I always talk about Jonathan Toews and how uncanny he was. And then the answer is, yeah, talking to people like Eddie Olczyk and so they say, you know, there's a reason for that. There's some guys just have a knack for being in the right place at the right time. Now, Toews obviously at a higher level and a much bigger role, but still, it's the same kind of thing. There's a reason why Josh Blackwell, he's got a knack. He's like that receiver who can find the seam in the zone and can find, you know, he just has a knack for being in the right place at the right time. So I give him credit just because that's just obviously to me kind of a fluky play, but not a fluke, you know?
No.
If that makes any sense.
You know who else has a knack too? Well, as long as we're talking about knacks, and I'm glad that you brought that up. How about Nashawn Wright? Again. Was it Josh Jacobs who fumbled? By Nashawn Wright. Scooped by Tremaine Edmonds. Good to see Tremaine Edmonds back out there.
Yes.
But how about Nashawn Wright, man? I mean, you can't not pay this guy now. You got to get – I'm not saying, like, you break the bank for him. You got to bring this guy back.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to do there because they're pretty deep.
I know.
They've got a lot of other good players who are also going to need to get paid. So I don't know what they're going to do there. But he's having one of those years. I'll be honest. He's having one of those years that can kind of fool a team. And, you know, I mean, it's a kind of a Cinderella year. I mean, I don't mean to disparage Wright.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, man, but I get what you're saying. And yeah. I was kind of thinking that because a lot of times there are times when he has not been great in coverage and he's coming up with these interceptions. He's coming up with these fumble recoveries at some point in time. And maybe that's what I reached tonight. At some point in time, you just have to say sometimes guys got a nose for the football and he's not a perfect player, but I feel like, and I know you're right, guy, it has happened tons of times in the NFL,
yes,
especially at that position where you fool guys and then you never quite the same after a big year. But I can't like not give this guy credit and not think that it's for real at this point.
But what's funny is historically though is there have been many years where that would be an absolute no-brainer, like a Tim Jennings or something like that. Somebody has a big year and they sign. Not that Tim Jennings wasn't a good player, but the Bears have had years where they've absolutely needed a guy like Wright, you know, on that next, you know, on the next year's team. They kind of don't. I mean, they're pretty good in their secondary, and they can get away with you know, smart teams get rid of players a year earlier rather than a year late. And I'm not saying he's going to be that, but I'm saying Bears are in a little different position now than they've been in previous years when a guy has a hot year, and it's up to Ryan Poles and Dennis Allen to figure out just how real this is. Is this a 1 year wonder? Is this not, how do you tell? That's why they get paid the big bucks. We'll see. But anyway, to your point, the guy's uncanny. He comes up with every big play. It's one of the greatest in a season of good finds. I know this probably wasn't a great game for CJ Gardner Johnson, but still another guy that they kind of picked up almost out of desperation and has worked out. I mean, they're having one of those years, but again, I say, unlike 2001, one of those years, this is the year. Going back to what I said earlier, this is one of those years, only that has staying power.
All right, let's do some game balls. Actually, Mark, you know that Dan Weider loves him a three-word review, and it's always a great part of our Take the North post-game show. I will say this. Do you know who had the best three-word review of the night? It was a man named DeAndre Swift who began his press conference with, "Oh, my God." So three words, "Oh, my God." Do you, Mark Potash, because I know you like to play along with us, do you have a three-word review for this game?
No, I think I did at one point, but I think the one I had would not fit because it was before all this stuff happened at the end. So I can't remember what it was. I'm really bad on the spot, but I guarantee you it was one. It was a Bears loss three-word review at the time. But I was probably thinking about it. But now that they've won, I can't.
It's all good.
I can't think of a good one.
It's all good. I won't throw any curveballs. We're not going to talk any baseball or hockey or anything like that tonight. So don't worry. But let's give out some games. Game balls. The shiny, happy face of our executive producer, Adam Studzinski, has joined the chat. So I will let Adam go first, Mark second, then I will hit third here, giving out our game balls. First, Studs, how you feel, buddy? You are you recovered from the elation and the emotions of the roller coaster that happened right behind me out here at Soldier Field?
No, I'm not sure my heart is ever going to recover from that one. Honestly, that's an all-timer, man. I will say I echo the three-word review of oh my god. I literally paced back and forth in my apartment here for probably 5 minutes just saying oh my god over and over. So I think that's a good one. And just looking through real quick, looking through some of the three-word reviews that we did get on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah.
The Iceman Cometh is a popular one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And What a Comeback is a good one. Yeah. Are you serious?
Are you serious? Very good.
What just happened? And we'll get one little swear word in there. Holy shit. Okay.
So that's pretty good.
Excuse me. My game ball is going to go to DJ Moore.
Okay.
For the game winning touchdown catch.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was, I mean, you could give that ball to either Caleb or DJ. Great catch, great pass. Apparently, I wanted to make sure and square the circle on what you guys were alluding to a few minutes ago. I'm not sure if you guys saw the post game. Josh Blackwell, Kairos Santos, and DJ Moore all got game balls. So
okay,
yes. So that was all appropriately given out, I believe.
Good, good,
and. Yeah. There might have been one other. He might have given out a fourth one. I can't remember now. But so there was at least three, though. There
probably
was at least
Kevin three. Warren. I thought he was going to get the ungame ball. I thought he was going to get all the blame for this for about 40, 59 minutes. For distracting the whole vibe of this week.
Oh, man.
He was going to be the GOAT.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, the goat, not the goat, like the old school goat. Like,
yeah, yeah, right.
The,
right.
What we used to call Gary, a goat.
Does Gary Indiana get a game ball?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
They're working on it. They're working on it, man. Yeah. He's joining. All right, good call by you. DJ Moore's a great guy to give a game ball to. Marky Mark, who you want to give a game ball to, buddy?
I'm going to stick with Josh Blackwell because I think none of this happens without him. And also, like I said, I think because he was just the right guy in the right spot at the right time. I think it's because he's a really good special teams player, and I think he deserves it.
That's good. I mean, there's not going to be any arguing in these game balls. And who am I going to go? I am kind of juggling the ball between what Cairo Santos did on this night, because he was the only player that was good throughout. So between Cairo, you know what? I'm doing it. And I know, like, a lot of people are like, is anybody going to give Johnny Walker a game ball? No, I'm going with Cairo Santos making the three field goals, a 51 yarder, executing the onside kick, which eventually allows the Bears to tie the game when it just felt like this was going to be just this awful exodus from Soldier Field once again. So good stuff. And as a matter of fact, Mark, if you realize this or not, but this was the largest crowd of the season for the Chicago Bears, as they got up over 60,000 on the day. I know I had the exact. Oh, here it is. 60,152. How did it come across on television? Because I'm in the press box, and we got a big glass window in front of us, so we can only hear the sound in muffled fashion. Was it just jacked up? And how did those towels come through on television?
Well, I got to be honest, I was kind of watching the game at a family Hanukkah party, so I didn't have the sound up as much as I normally would in a game. So I'll be honest, I couldn't really tell. But I know by just the reactions and just, you know, I know.
It's all good.
I've been there. I know how loud it is. That's not a stadium that normally gets louder than.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's just not built for that. So when it gets loud, I've heard it before when it's like that thunderous just roar from the crowd. It's really something else because, the stadium's not built like that. So I know, you know, I heard everybody at our house just going crazy. So I know exactly what the reaction was. I'm sure all of Chicago needs a collective cigarette at this.
I can tell you guys because I was watching, I had the sound on at home. The end of the game there after the Bears got the onside kick, electric. The crowd noise, and I don't know if they had, you know, turned up the crowd mic or whatever, because it was noticeable. The crowd was noticeable most of the game on the broadcast, yeah. Especially at the end of the game, electric, just absolutely electric. And yeah. Also, I wanted to chime in real quick. Jahdae sure. Walker was the fourth person that got a game ball. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Everybody got their game balls yeah. tonight then, Mark. Everybody got their game
Just wait until they get into an indoor stadium, how loud it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man.
Not bad.
In 2052, that is going to be something.
Yeah, that's the sad thing,
man.
You know. Like, now things are happening that I'm not going to be alive for. That's,
you know, I know, man.
Really, that's the only time I don't like getting old is when things like this. Oh yeah, they'll break ground in 20 whatever. You know, when I'm like
yeah
or something. Who knows if I'll be here? So
right, and I think of that too. So not necessarily I won't be here, but. Who knows what I'll be doing? I mean, the business is crazy. Am I going to be covering the Bears in seven yeah. years? I have yeah. no idea.
Yeah, I'm feeling that pain right now, actually.
I wish you, man. I wish you were out here with us. I wish you were with us every day. You're yeah, still, thanks. Mark Potash, still doing columns for the Chicago Sun-Times. You're also writing and very active. It's markpotash.net, correct?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So you should go there. You should check it out, and you get more like this. And I got to be honest with you, Mark. This has been an audition for you. You passed the audition. I am never going to be afraid to have you on with me now on Take the North. I know you've been giving me crap for a while for not having you on as a co-host, but you have passed the test. No, I'm just kidding. You're awesome.
It's all in fun.
I love having you on.
Thanks. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support. It means a lot.
Yep, I am. Yep, absolutely. Weeder is the goods. I'm seeing what he's down there working his ass off like he does. That Weedsy, he's a talented grinder. All right, let's get out of here. The Bears win again. They are, and this never goes out of style, saying that the Chicago Bears are 11-4 after a 22-16 win over the Packers. They are up by a game and a half over the Green Bay Packers. The Bears have two games to go at San Francisco, just another Sunday nighter in hyper San Francisco, and then home against Detroit to end the season.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.